the one if I do.
So I just wanted to explain, my name's Jamie, like I said, and we're doing, essentially this whole thing is part of a larger project, which you probably don't even, like, I don't even care about it, so why would you? But it's basically this thing called the Anthropocene Project, which is what invited Nick and Sarah, and then Nick and Sarah invited everybody else. And so we work kind of for them, although we're not really in that institution, basically just reflecting on these events and how they work and whether or not people feel good or bad about them, and like, and especially in these kinds of contexts where, you know, there's a community that's being kind of asked to speak to another community.
Yes.
You can end up with some
collisions.
Yeah, different opinions, feelings. I think, and that's really important because it's like, you know, I think when we get uncomfortable, it's probably the best moments, right? It's when you learn stuff.
Yes. I think sometimes it's fear.
Right. So maybe I can ask you to speak about that very quickly, if you're comfortable with that question. Mm-hmm. It's like, how does it feel to do an event like this, and how, and why do you? I guess, why do you do it? Why did you say yes to this particular one?
I do in particular for knowledge, because a lot of people think that there's no natives anymore. They look TV and they see them on TV riding horses and going woo woo woo, and they don't realize that we're human beings like everybody else and we're still here. They tried to bury us. They didn't realize we were seeds. We are still everywhere, and we are human beings, and we just want to live, and we just want to have our prayers and our culture just the way everybody else does, you know. And it's a really good way to get to know each other, to get to know more people. And I do it because of the knowledge, for understanding, and I get knowledge and I get understanding from other people also.
Beautiful answer. Yeah, I mean, that makes total sense. It, I guess it's one of the things that probably I was talking earlier with I've forgotten her name, who's sitting on the right side of the stage with the yellow sweater tonight.
Oh, and Christina Nobis.
Christina was saying that there's, that reminds me, I should ask you to say your name on record, but Christina was saying about this kind of idea of the white guilt as well.
Yes.
Which sometimes keeps people from even asking questions, right?
Yes.
And so that goes nowhere because everyone's just shut down.
Yes.
And, you know, this is part of what I think sometimes we in advance stop the conversation by going like, oh, they wouldn't be interested in teaching me that. You know what I mean? But I...
Yes.
Now I learned a lot about your drum, for example, and I'm so grateful to you for just telling me these small stories, you know.
Well, that's a story that's been passed down through lots of native tribes. And basically, the drum, we call it the heartbeat of our culture. And the heartbeat of the culture is our drum, and it's a living thing. It comes from life. And the only person that can produce life is a woman. And the first heartbeat anyone ever hears is from the mother's womb. That is your heartbeat. And so the men try to copy that. So they made the drum, and they took it from a living thing, which is an elk or a buffalo, the hide. And then the bass itself is made from wood, which is another living thing. And you have two living things, and it comes together and makes a beautiful sound, which is the sound of a heartbeat. And I play the drum, and when children are around, it doesn't matter where we are. When we play the drum, little ones, especially little toddlers, they come running. Because they remember that sound. And as we get older, we become colder and less adapt to what's around us. And we forget about the beauty that's around. And so we forget that closeness. So some I've heard it referred to as noise. And it's like heartbreaking to me because it's beautiful, the sound of a drum. And so that's the way we see it. You know, it's just a beautiful thing, I think.
Totally beautiful. I've never heard that before. That's a really beautiful way to explain that. Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, obviously there's a certain rhythm for dancing and stuff that also relates to life, and like, you know, that it seems to give life, doesn't it?
Yes,
anyway,
it does.
In a room, you want to
It
move.
Really does. The other day we were drumming. Well, just this morning, I should say, we were drumming. And we started this beautiful song, and an eagle came and started to circle. And to the Native Americans, it's a beautiful, beautiful omen, an eagle is. I mean, eagles soar as high as you can to the Creator than anything. They're the highest bird, and they're just a beautiful, beautiful thing. But also, the Native American drum is different to each nation. All Native Americans are different when it comes to the drum. Like, I'm an Apache, and the men play drums. Women stand behind, only sing if we're invited. But the men, the men play drums. And because we are here in Illinois, there's not a lot of Native Americans in this area. And we try to show the culture. And Larry Lockwood is the one who taught us the drum. He's a wonderful man. And he is Cheyenne. He's also Arikara. And he taught us everything that we know about the drum. And there is protocol around the drum also. Certain things you can and cannot do is respecting the drum, because it is a live spirit. And we always offer tobacco before we play the drum to offer it to the Creator, thanking Him for the living beings that we have to make the drum. It's all respect.
Wow. You speak very well about this, Narcissa. This is really amazing.
Thank you.
Wow. You're very eloquent. I was going to ask just quickly, because I don't want to take too much of your time. I know you want to get back in there. The drum that you particularly have, which we heard tonight, which
yes.
we'll hear again, I imagine.
Yes.
Yeah. Could, just because it was such a nice way to meet you, to,
yes.
to ask if I could touch your drum.
Oh, yeah.
What was the story behind that particular?
Well, it came, I was given to me as a gift, and it's a spirit drum. At the time, I didn't know it. Because I'm an older lady, we call it a grandmother drum because it belongs to an older lady. So it's a woman's drum. So it's a grandmother drum. And it is made from elk, and it is made from maple. And it was gifted to me, and I had it come out. And because of all the water protectors and things was going on, and we were by the water when we brought it out, and I had it blessed, and it come out by an elder, which is one of the protocols of a drum. It has to be blessed by an elder before it can be brought out to the community. And so there was an elder there, and I had asked him, and an elder who does not drink, who does not do drugs, and who is really well with the spirit. And that's why I asked him to bring it out, because I knew he was a clean, walking a good road. So I had him bring out my drum, and he blessed it. And as he was looking at it, he had said that it was a spirit drum, and that inside there was a feather. And I think he said it was a stone. It represented the spiritual standing of Native American people. And because I was by the water, I thought, spirit of the water, because it is a spirit that's alive. You know, and I'm thinking, oh, how wonderful is that? So I call it spirit of the water in honor of trying to protect our water right now, because they're killing her. And nothing can live without water, nothing. And you can't, you know, when it's like they say, when all the money's gone and everything, you're gonna when all the water's gone, you're gonna realize, you know, what do you have left? Nothing, because it's the source of all things. And to me, people complain when it's rain, but when I hear the rain, I feel, oh, He's blessing us. He's restoring our water systems, and He's cleansing. He's cleansing and feeding, and it's such a beautiful thing. And in some Native American cultures, when some people are to spit on you, they find it extremely disgusting. But with some natives, it's like He just gave me some of His life, because water is life.
Is that actually a practice? Like, people do this?
Mm-hmm. Like, it's not purposely.
If it just happens.
Yes. It's a beautiful thing. It's an accident where some people would be offended by it. Oh, my gosh.
I see what you mean.
But it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, if you're speaking to somebody.
Yeah, it's an accident.
It just happens.
It's a nice thing.
That's lovely.
It's beautiful.
Okay, I don't want to take any more time, but I will ask you quickly, like, you know, when you play, so we're all here talking about, like, big heavy things, you know, like, mm-hmm. like there's lectures tonight, and you know, it's super interesting. I don't mean
yes,
that
yes,
way,
yes, yes.
But it's also a different mode of engaging with the world and with indigeneity and mm-hmm. your history than drumming. You know,
yes.
That people have different techniques, right?
Yes.
Some are academics, some are drummers.
Yes.
and I always wonder, like, when this is really a personal question, because I'm a musician also, and I always think that I get involved in these things because I really want to learn. But then I'm wondering, is there a link between the things that you're doing and the things you're hearing, you know what I mean? So like when you come to an event like this and there's lots of different kinds of discussions, or maybe another way to say it is like everyone's talking about capitalism and the Anthropocene and these.
Well, the drum is healing. The drum has healing properties. And as far as the Native American goes and all that I know about it, the drum, when we sing songs, a lot of them are just vocables, which means they incur feeling. It's just feelings. And depending, and it's medicine, because it's life. It's life that we are getting this music from. And it is helping us. And you will see sometimes Native Americans touch the skin of the drum and put it on them because it's healing. And it basically invokes feelings and inside. Once in a while, you'll have a drum where you get a language from it. Like we sing a song that's Tohonanate, and it's basically, that is Navajo, and it's talking about a warrior who went across the water and he came back. And sometimes they're like songs for like a veteran. That's a veteran song. But each song has different meanings. Like there's songs for different dances, like jingle dance, the grass dance, and different types of dances that we do also. But yes, when we sing, I think if you're feeling bad, it really makes you feel good. It's healing. It is very healing.
And so it gives you energy to deal with yes. all these issues. I get
yes,
it,
it can.
Yeah, it's like
yes.
a, like, I mean,
it's medicine. We call it good medicine.
That's wonderful. I wanted to ask, so if you don't mind just saying your name and who you are and whatever way you want to answer.
Conce Narcissa Seth Lakayende. I am Chiricahua Apache and Eastern European Hebrew.
You've got a great,
thank you.
You've got a great spirit, my dear.